Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer, songwriter, podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. Sorry, I'm always coughing. Have you noticed? I apologize, but maybe I just don't have anything to apologize for, but it's part of nature when I'm coughing, you know. But this is Dove Knight, and I want to talk about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2 show that's going to hopefully be released by March 3rd, 2021. I hope so, you know. The distribution company says it's going to be released. You know, one reason why I make music is to talk about things on the dark side that doesn't make sense, you know. I came across things all my life. And listen to the song. You know, you heard my pop songs, you know. I'm going to play that too.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed to advance and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself. Tragedy is what I am. Every time it turns out bad, I dream living in a good love. But inside I know I've got.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and that was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. It's going to be on Dove Knight Matter Part 2. Hopefully it's coming out March 3rd on Deezer, Spotify. And first of all, I am thankful that you're listening to me, whoever's listening to me, because as a podcaster, I have a lot to say. Because a podcaster is not really just entertainment. It's about expression of thyself. I'm talking about truthful things related to the entertainment part of value of what I do, which is music, or part of what I do is music. Because as a podcaster, it's important to express thyself. I also do books on, you know, author with books on Dove Knight songs. I plan on writing a new book. I haven't made that decision yet because I've written so many books. Some of them, you know, I think it's about 20, 30, 40 books out there, small books, academic, but in this case, music, and that is another part of the creative expression, as well as, you know, my music. I work very hard on my music for years, you know. That's why I came to L.A., Hollywood, to be a star, to make my dreams come true. And I played that song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, because all my life I had to overcome this situation or try to prevent myself from being a tragedy. And, you know, I'm not trying to be negative. It's just expression. One thing that I came across, unfortunately, was insanity. And it's important that to be positive, I stay away from the insane. That means people do bad things, or bad people, or criminals, or people who are under the influence and who are exhibit violent behaviors, jealous people who want to do things or whatever that are negative to me or other people. You know, to be a good person in society or to aspire to be a better person in general, you cannot hang around with no negative person, no criminal. Because, you know, next thing you know, you'll be a victim. That's my expression. And again, when I say these things, it's from my point of view. I'm not trying to preach, because I believe the term preaching is more limited. It's more religious thing. And I'm not into religion. I'm into just telling like it is, basic common sense, how you deal with society. For instance, for me, I dealt with insanity by people calling me names all the time, delusional and so on, just because I have a dream to make it in Hollywood. And having a dream to make it in Hollywood or any artistic dream is good no matter what age or size it is. That's wisdom. That's basic common sense. Doesn't matter what age or whatever. If you have a dream to be anything related to being a doctor, a lawyer, a business person, if you want to be a nurse, astronaut, continue to dream. And I know that there's realistic connections to this, you know, but when people get a record deal at 62, or people make a big record when they age, their dream came true. Better late than never. When people became lawyers and doctors at 60 or 70 years old, and that has happened more often than you think, their dream came true, and they start to make a living at it. So fantasies can come true as long as, we're aware of what we're doing or attempt to make those simple dreams come true. And that's why I came to Hollywood. I didn't come out to Hollywood to, you know, sit on my ass or to be be something that I didn't intend to do. Of course, there are other things for me to do, keep my eggs in a basket and try out different things. And of course, you know, so that's what it is about. As I get older, even if I'm not doing much or whatever and I still have that dream, it's good to have. That's not a delusion to have a dream at 60 to be a star, because anything is possible on this planet. I was criticized and put down. People, came across people who didn't believe one word I said about the abuse and about homelessness and so on. I experienced so much adversity. That's because they're haters. Do not listen to the haters about me. Listen to me. When you think about haters, haters are bad people. They're just jealous of me. And the basic unfortunate situation of me trying to establish thyself in my own way, whether it takes a long time or not or whatever, is that there are these basic, bad, insane people who I don't know or perhaps know little or haven't seen in years, put me down, call me names that are not based on facts, trying to inhibit my potential simply because they're jealous. And that's not fair. That's a dangerous person. Insane people are to be ignored. When someone calls me delusional simply because I have a concern or if I have a dream or something, or simply I talk about issues related to protecting thyself and trying to be as honest as possible, something is wrong with them. They sit around and just put me down. And what are they doing with their lives? Are they volunteering, going to school, doing something to enhance their lives? Or are they going to sit around and feel sorry for themselves and do negative things? I don't want to hang around with someone who hurts other people for ulterior motives or jealousy or so on. And that's what I experience. Because they're negative. Negative people, negative consequences. You can't hang out with a pervert, a criminal, a drug dealer, a gangbanger, a dangerous person who want to hurt people or try to undermine my potential simply because I won't do what they say. And the reason also is because they simply don't want my dreams to come true in Hollywood. Instead, they want to see me just be a loser or just kill myself and be happy with that. And I can't do that. I'm not born to be to just give up because of their self-centered motives and because their inability to realize that what they're doing is evil. There's enough evil on the planet, and they just only perpetuating the evilness and the low self-esteem that's within inside themselves, because they can't do anything but sit on the ass and hurt people. Now, it's okay if people want to sit on their ass. If they ain't bothering nobody, that's fine. But if you want to sit on your ass and hurt people, then something is wrong with them. And I'm going to say there's a lot of people who are out there struggling. I see this as COVID-19 era where we have to keep social distancing. There's people say, oh, I didn't perform enough or whatever. I can't perform 99 with social distancing. I performed too much for so many years, not just public assets. People saw those shows when I was jumping up and down on that stage. That wasn't a professional band, but I had my dreams, and I was at the Rainbow, and I was at the Coconut Teaser, and I was at restaurants, and I was at places in West LA, and I was at Studio City, and I was at Woodland Hills, and I was at Downtown LA, and I was performing in front of a studio camera. I was doing a lot of performing, so I have nothing to prove in that department because I paid my dues. And I released compilations a long time ago with songs that I had co-written. And I performed in front of a marathon full of lots and lots of people in Hollywood. So I've done so much performing, and that's why I came out here. Whether it was consistent or inconsistent or whatever, life takes a turn. It's hard to be out there performing when I don't have no place to live, or if I got robbed, I starve, I have to think about eating, and I can't think about anything else, so I have to look for a job, and they won't hire me, or because someone truthfully, honestly refused to let me move into an apartment in Hollywood simply because of the color of my skin. So racism does exist, but so does insanity and being evil to me for no reason, simply because either they're jealous or they're just simply a dangerous person who simply don't have nothing better to do with themselves. And I'm not meant here to be a tragedy, and that's why I've written that song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. So don't listen to the naysayers or anybody who say things about me directly. You come to Dove Knight at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter, or at DoveNeedsLove22@yahoo.com. You come to the main source. You ask me how we deal with people, whether we know them or not, we deal with them directly. That's common sense. If you just go up to somebody you haven't seen in a very long time and think you already know them, then something's wrong with you. You don't know. That's like a stranger. You don't go up to somebody you haven't seen in 30 years or 40 years and think you know them. That's half a lifetime. I'm just giving that example. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? It would be like me. I'm bringing up these insane examples. I ain't going to go to California and go down to Virginia or somebody who I haven't seen in a very long time and come hang around their house. Something would be wrong with me if I did that. That's crazy. Just like I ain't gonna go up to somebody who I see is trying to do their own thing or live nearby and start criticizing them who I don't know. I gotta have a mental problem or something wrong with me. Life is too short. So I leave it there. Go for your dreams, and that's one song. And here's another one.
Real nice guy. excuse me.
Hello.
I really want you to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Yeah.
And I like to talk about those things. That was, I really want to get to know you. That was a song I done. It's so positive. It's about falling in love. And that's the essence of wanting to love myself so I can fall in love with somebody. And what I said earlier is if you love yourself, you'd stay away from insane people. And don't let insane people take your dreams away. Because the thing is, the ability to love thyself means I can write a song that is what I really want to get to know you. Because that's going to be on the Dove Night Matter Part 3, which is going to be March 3rd. You can find it on Google Play. Part 2, the Dove Night Matter Part 2. I apologize. I really apologize for today, but this is just improvising. But the Dove Night Matter Part 2 is going to be on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. And that's the way it is. Be positive. And that's all I need to say. Because that song I just played, I really want to get to know you. I co-written that with another person. It was a joy to do. It's just you know, wanting to fall in love, because love is truly the essence of finding where I need to be. And I hope you enjoy that. It's available on singles. You can listen to it on Spotify for free. You can also listen to it on iTunes. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line of why I write songs is because I want to get out of my system and to overcome obstacles and to fall in love and to write about all kinds of different things. I just published another song, and I'm not going to tell you what the title is. I hope to release that. It's an instrumental. It was a joy to do. I played the keyboard. I made up the home keyboard. I made lyrics on it, but I didn't sing the lyrics on the recording. So it's going to be primarily an instrumental with a piano. That will be coming out either in a single or the next album. I don't know when that's going to be. It will be within a year. Well, you know, creating is such a joy. And that's why I did this other song called That Is Why I Fell in Love With You. Song, and one is like really louder, so I remastered it to a louder version, but there's two versions. You can listen to it. It's everywhere around the world. You can also look at the Dove Night Vivo videos. There's a song that I released that's going to be on the new album. It's called I Want You, and it's such a joy to do. And I released a video to it. And, you know, it was such a joy to create. And remember, if you're a creator out there, go for your dreams and don't let someone take them away. Because the bottom line is what I was telling you earlier about insanity. It's insanity in some aspects. It's a negative side of where people perhaps just simply don't want to see someone, a good person like me or you, create and become successful at it. And the bottom line is to go for that dream of stardom and to continue to create no matter what happens in the meantime, because creativity is such a positive influence. And, you know, taking someone's dreams away is evil. It is no excuse. So when I say, when I talk about those issues earlier, and I was referring to people who look at me and see a brilliant person or see somebody who really is trying to do the right thing and want to destroy it, you know, insanity does not make sense. It doesn't. They need to seek a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or go to a mental hospital or prison. That's where the insane need to go. Because if you want to hurt someone like me simply because I have a dream, or you don't like me doing what I'm doing because I have a talent or ambition, or for no good reason, then something is wrong with you, and you should not be walking among other people who have the common sense to respect and be decent and civilized in this society. Because that's what I want to do, be civilized, because I love thyself. I love myself enough to not to hurt somebody or try to take someone's dream away. That's why I've written this song, I Want You, because I Want You is about love, you know. I love writing about love. The video is out on Dove Night Vivo. And the reason why I talk about all these stories, good and bad, is because it relates to the music that I have made and what the stories of what how I made the songs and what I made the songs about. And that is what it is. Because this is the song, I Want You, which will be out March 3rd, 2021, hopefully, on the Dove Night Matter, Part 2. You'll find that on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. And I write in a lot of songs. And here's another song that I want to play. It's not on Dove Night Matter Part 2, but it's what I talked about earlier. You know, you have to love thyself. Because I love thyself, I can write a song called I Want You. And I Want You has, the singing, I was in a development stage of vocally, but it sounded pretty good with the lyrics and songs, the keyboard, and I was glad to be a co-writer of it legally. And writing songs and singing, especially singing, which I feel singing is more important for me, because when I first became a creator in music, I started singing rock and roll songs, because I had to get the venom out of me, because as I said before, I dealt with insanity all my life in the forms of bullies or dangerous people who wanted to stop me simply because they were too sick mentally, or they had some ulterior motives or jealousy or so on. And that's not fair for me, for someone like me who's a good person, or someone like you who's a good person who have a dream and who wanted to be somebody. It always happens where somebody who has a dream to achieve and the haters come around, and the haters are simply insane or sick people who can't take care of themselves or go for their dreams and want to stop someone like you and me from making our dreams come true. That's what it's all about. And it's important that we keep our mental health in check before we can like ourselves. If we need to get help and learn to like ourselves, go to a therapist. Go to somebody that can help you like yourself, because when you like yourself, you can like someone else and respect other people. Because the truth is, if you don't love yourself, you can't write a love song like I Want You. Because I love myself enough not to do anything to myself or to another person, literally. Because it's all about love, and that's what I like to write. And I bring this up because one of the things that I dealt with, that I write these love songs, is because I really want to be with somebody, and it was a dream to find a soulmate. And finding a soulmate is truly a fantasy that can come true. there's a lot of little dreams on this planet. Finding a soulmate, finding the job that we really want, or simply finding peace in thyself. And that's the only way to find peace in thyself is a form of self-love. And that's what I really learned. Self-love. Yes, I did. Self-love. About the dark side of the music industry is that people, I had, you know, say that they sue people that get credit for a song and say they wrote it, and some of them actually have done it. They are probably have written it, and they settle out of court. And, you know, that's not good. It's not good for anyone to say that, to take a song and get credited and make money off something that they didn't do or give credit to whoever was involved in it. I just say that in a general statement. Well, actually, I'm not. I'm saying that because it has happened to me where individuals say that I didn't write my music. Again, the haters always have something to say. They don't like themselves enough to, or they just pure insane people who simply can't accept the reality of their limitations and wanna devalue somebody else who has something that they don't have. The truth is they have all the gifts that the other people have. They simply just don't have the balls or the audacity to go for them. Because if you want to make your dreams come true, you have to go for it. Nobody can do it for you. Don't try to undermine me because you have a problem or someone who is gifted or someone out there who's listening who wants to have a dream. Go for your dreams and don't let nobody take your dreams away. Because I say that because people try to take away mine. And again, this is in response to people who have said I didn't write my songs. The truth is I did. I wrote every one with another person. We were in the studio. I have it copyrighted. I have it on BMI registered, Broadcast Music Incorporated, and ASCAP, authors, songwriter, producers, licensing company. I had to have it registered because to show the validity of being a professional singer songwriter, all the hard work, the hours that went into making that song, the ideas of coming up with that song, and someone who never did anything other than me and the other person who never was involved in that song to have the audacity to say that I didn't write it, something is wrong with them. They're dishonest or they're a criminal, and criminals are insane people. That's how I look at it. I'm sorry to say that, but I think they are. I mean, if you're going to try to hurt somebody, if you want to do bad things to people, you got to be insane. Something wrong with you. You shouldn't be walking around on these common decency people. And then they say, which was offensive to some of the greatest lyricists of all time, including John Lennon and Paul McCartney, especially perhaps the greatest songwriter ever, Bob Dylan, when they said that lyricists are not songwriters. They're a fucking idiot. They're not in the music industry because they don't know the basic common sense of what a songwriter is And for them to say that they should have never been in the music business to begin with, or to mention the music business, because it sounds like they don't know what they're talking about. You know, when it comes to pop, rock, country, rap, R&B, wherever there's a jazz, all conglomerates of music, whenever there's music and there's a singer singing the words are just as much as part of the music as the composing part. It's like land and ocean go hand in hand. They deserve credit for that song. If someone is just a lyricist, they are a songwriter, period. They wrote a song that's professional or something, or not. They are a songwriter, just like someone who just played a piano or played. I made a song copyrighted, and I wrote just to play the music. You write the music, compose the music part. You are a songwriter. There are exceptions unless the music is an instrumental. If there's an instrumental, what the exception is that, you know, the instrumental is copyrighted with two or more people, or that were involved, or et cetera, and there's laws about that, then those two people own it, regardless. And the other thing is I copyrighted my songs. And I did register with BMI, so that's basically what it is. If I just registered with BMI, I wrote it. So for them to say something that doesn't make sense or is not true is simply insane and morally wrong. Don't say something that is not true universally, or don't say something to try to undermine me or somebody else simply because you have some problems. This is not about, life is about to enjoy and to make dreams come true and be respectful of other people and to love thyself and others, not to hurt people and to hinder them because of jealousy or some self-centered motives. So the last thing I'm going to play is, this is about a relationship I had, and this goes to what I was saying. I'm Over You is a song about a relationship that I had. Now, this is with somebody that I liked. And I won't get into it because, you know, I want to put all my business out. But this is somebody that just didn't want to, they told me to move on. And I had to. They told me to move on and I had to. And I realized it was so painful. But at the same time, I didn't know why it was over, but then I realized it had to be over and I had to move on. I look at all the instances of what caused this, and I realized that, you know, there are other people to meet and hang around with, people who are stable enough or who want to be with me. There's always going to be somebody who's not going to like me or not, you know, want to be around me, but there's always going to be somebody who do. So I'm over them. And I also looked at the persons, what they were and how they were acting, and I realized, again, it was about a negative-positive situation. I had to hang around with somebody who's well. So if someone isn't well and can't take care of themselves or don't have the ability to understand someone like you and me, then you have to let them go. And that could be someone who's a severe alcoholic, a cocaine addict, someone who has a severe mental illness, who's deteriorating, or somebody who is a criminal. You can't hang around somebody like that as a friend, because they are hurt. There'd be more negative consequences, like they hurt me and do something bad to me, likely. So I realized I had to hang around somebody who's positive, who respects me for who I am, and who mutually respects me and let me be me, and who let you be you. So I'm over them, you know. I'm over the negativity and move on to the positivity. learning experience about being around people who really truly respect me, and who say nice things to me and want to do nice things. And that's, you know, no relationship is perfect, but be able to look at each other and really truly honestly mutually respect one another and treat each one with kindness. And we're not going to end our friendship or relationship simply because they move or because of, you know, or something that doesn't make sense. I found that the person was really truly angry at me, didn't want to talk to me for a long time, and still don't. And I haven't been around them for years. But I can understand why what happened after that incident. But the other thing is I have to move on. And positivity. Remember, I realized that if I'm going to hang around somebody, they have to be healthy mentally and physically. And I can't hang around no criminal, because I have to be positive. And that is all I need to say for today, but Duff Matter Part 2. If you want to ask me questions, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, or DoveNeedsLove22 at yahoo.com. I am an indie artist. If you have any dreams, or I hope they come true, if you have any music or songs that you want to send me or advise, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, or DoveNeedsLove22 at yahoo.com. I'd like to get your suggestions, because this is a tape or live show, wherever you hear me. I will be on Twitter next month doing these shows. You'll hear more from me on Twitter. But I'm also on, you know, I'm here available. I'm on the internet. And remember that I speak well for all of you, and I speak from a general perspective as well as largely from a personal perspective, because that's where all my songs come from, personal perspective of why I've written these songs. And I talked about all these situations related to positive and negative interpretations that were based on the songs, like I Really Want to Get to Know You is so full of positivity, and songs like Tragedy's Not What I Am is about overcoming obstacles and staying away from insanity and negativity. And those songs will be on the Dub Night Matter Part 2, which was on Spotify, Deezer, and I really truly hope all of you are doing well. I really hope that you have a good weekend. May all your blessings come true. Whatever higher power, whatever God you believe in, may it bless you. And I truly hope you are having a good day or good time. Goodbye for now. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.